if a woman is going to have a child, you'd say she's
pregnant.
And do you remember any other old ways that people might have said that? Nothing else? Have you ever heard anything like in health or anything sort of kind of joking term like she's foot broke or broke her leg or anything to mean she's going to have a baby? No?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And if you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might have would be called a
midwife.
Okay, and you said that your babies were delivered by
doctors.
A doctor. Mm-hmm. And if a boy and his father have maybe the same eyes and the same color hair.
Say the favor.
Okay. And if a woman has taken care of three children until they're grown, you say, well,
she's raised three children.
Okay. And if a child has been bad, you might say, you're going to get a
switching.
Okay. Or if it weren't going to be with a switch, but with your hand, might say it's going to
paddle.
Okay. And if you measure one of your grandchildren and you say, well, you are 4 feet and 5 inches tall, that's 3 inches taller than you were last year, you have really
grown.
How's that?
Grown.
Okay.
Correct. Now that's what we used to say. Now I don't know what to say. Now I'm out of that.
You don't have
business
to,
now.
Don't measure them anymore.
I'm not around no children.
Okay. And what about a child whose mother and father are not married? What is the word that you'd use for?
What is that?
Or any word that maybe a joking word even. You could say it's an illegitimate child.
Oh, that's what they say.
And have you ever heard the word bastard?
Yeah. That was old saying.
Okay. You remember any other words?
No, I don't.
Okay. Any words that maybe just would apply to black people? For a baby whose mother is not married?
Yeah, they just teamed up with her with a man.
Yes.
That's the way they do.
Yes.
The Negroes does that. With any man.
Okay.
Not the husband's only.
Okay, and if you're talking about a child who's very affectionate, you might say, well, she is very loving. And if you're talking about somebody else, and you would say, well, she's even more, or she's the lovingest. How would you say that, if one is much more than the other?
I don't know how I would say it. Well, I had one old head last night, and she's as sweet as she can be.
You might say she's the lovingest child?
Yeah, and she is, too.
How would you say that? Most loving or lovingest? Or?
Most loving child, I reckon, because she lives right back on the hills.
Okay.
And you people, but she comes over here, just 5 years old.
Is there a...
And she comes over here and brings me cake.
Oh, well, that's nice. Little children.
She's a sweet kid.
Right. Your brother's son, you'd say, he's my...
Nephew.
And if a child that's lost both its mother and its father is an...
Orphan? Orphan child.
How's that?
Orphan.
Okay. And does that word mean only if he is in a home or an institution, or could it mean even if he is with another?
I believe it would go with that.
Okay.
It's orphan, it's orphan, his mother and father's passed away.
Okay. And a person who is appointed to take care of an orphan is called its...
guardian.
Okay. And if a woman is going to have, let's say, a big dinner and invite all of the people who are related to her, you might say she asked all of her
family reunion.
Okay. Would you be more likely to say kin folks or kin people?
Sometimes you do.
Or relatives?
Relatives, I reckon, would be the main thing.
Okay. And if you're talking about someone up the street and you say, well, her name's too, but she's no
kin to me.